The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Nazir has been dedicated by our good friend Haimi and Dina Dana. Hashem Yishmirem V'Hayim. V'Hatzlacha for all their children that they should be Mehunach Alpi Toratenu HaKedusha. They should grow up and they should be Zochel Torah U'Mitzvot U'L'Chupa ולמעשים טובים, ובפרט, רפואה שלמה, ומשה בן דינה, אין נא רפנה לו, בתוך שאר חולי עמו ישראל, וגם רפואה שלמה, פנינה, בת אסתר, אין נא רפנה לה, אין נא רפנה לה, אין נא רפנה לה, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, ורפואתה קרבה לבוא, וכן ירסון, ונאמר אמן, וזכות המסכת נזיר, יגן בעדם, אמן. דף חף. Today's daf is being studied Le'anu Nishmat Mor Zikini Bi Yosef Ben Sarah Rabbi Abraham Ben Esther Ruach Hashem Tenehem Began Eden Amen. Today's daf is being studied Refuah Shalema Sarah Muhammad Batrachev Sarah Batrachev Enna Refan Lahim Enna Refan Lahim Enna Refan Lahim Fata Nefesh Fata Guf Or Refuah Atam Kerem Alamu Bechin Yira Sofer Amar Amen. Begin today's daf on Yud Tet Amud Bet, starting at the Mishnah. Ni shenazar nizirut harbe, a fellow accepted upon himself many nizirut, which means a nizirut more than 30 days, a long nizirut. Veshlim et niziruto, and he fulfilled it. Veharkach bala aretz, but then he came to Eretz Yisrael, which means his original nizirut was in Chutz La'aretz, was outside of Israel. Now he came to Israel to bring his korbanot. What happened? Bet Shammai Omrim Nazir Shiloshim Yom. Bet Shammai says he's got to take upon himself another 30 days Nazirut. Bet Hillel Omrim Nazir Betchila. Bet Hillel says he's got to reset, restart and do the whole Nazirut all over again. We'll see exactly why. Ma'aseh Behinni HaMalka. There was a story of Behinni HaMalka. She was from the family of the Hashmonaim. Shehalach Bena LeMilchama. So one of her children went out to war. Ve'amrat, she said, Im yavo beni min haMilchama b'shalom, my son comes home from the war in peace, Ehen Nezira Shevach Shanim, I'll accept upon myself Nezirut 7 years. Uba Bena min haMilchama, sure enough, he came home. Ve'aita Nezira Shevach Shanim, she became a Nezira for 7 years. U'besof Shevach Shanim Alta La'aretz, then she went to Eretz Yisrael. והורוה בתלל, בתלל רולתה, שתן נזירה עוד 7 שנים אחרות. Like השיטה, בתלל says that when you move to Eretz Yisrael, you gotta restart the נזירות. So far she was in נזירה for 14 years. ובסוף 7 שנים נטמת. And then at the end of the 7 years, she became טמאה ונמסת נזירה 21 שנה. She ended up becoming a Nazira 21 years. 7 in Chutz La'aretz, 7 in Eretz Yisrael. She became Tamir towards the end. Therefore, she had accepted upon herself another Nazirut. So, therefore, it was 21 altogether. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Lo haita Nazira illa 14 shana. She was only a Nazira with Rabbi Eliezer for 14 years. So, now we really have to analyze what is the reason why Bet Shammai, or for that matter, Bet Hillel, of course, says that when you make a Nizirut in Chutz La'aretz, you're not done. Why when you go to Eretz Yisrael, you're still connected? According to Bet Shammai, is more lenient in this case. He says you only have to accept upon yourself a small Nizirut, 30 days. No matter how long your Nizirut was. Bet Hillel says you have to accept upon yourself the entire Nizirut. So the Gemara is going to explain to us that the Hachamim were Gozer, there is Tum'at Ha'amim. Eretz Ha'amim has Tum'ah. The land of the Goyim has a Tum'ah in it. The reason why the rabbis put a Gezerah on the land of the Goyim that have Tum'ah, because they weren't careful where they buried their dead. They don't put markers, they don't put signs, and therefore the concern was that somebody's going to go to Chutz La'aretz, come in contact with a corpse. Either he's going to touch the ground, or he's going to come be Ma'ahil over the mit, he's going to go to the Beit HaMikdash. Meanwhile, he's taking his Ta'or, he didn't see any mit. Meanwhile, there was a mit over there, but they're not careful, the Goyim. So therefore, the rabbis put a Tum'at Eretz Yisrael. Now, the Tum'at Eretz Ha'amim. So therefore, if somebody, Tum'at Eretz Ha'amim, they called it. Now, the question is, to what extent did they put this Tum'at? That's a big machloket. Some say they put the Tum'at to the extent where even the Avir, even the air of Eretz Ha'amim is going to be Tameh, which means that that if a person, let's say, is in a teva shedal migdal, let's say he's in a box, right, and he's being transported over, let's say, Eres Amin, but there's an opening. So the air of Tumat Amim is going to go into the Teva Shedal Migdal, is going to become Tameh. Others say, no, that the Tumat Avir is not applicable, but it's the Tumat of the Gush, the actual earth itself. That if somebody touched the earth, or somebody came in contact with the earth, or was not touching it, but carrying it, they put a Tumat on the actual land itself. Now we'll see that that's going to really make the machlok between Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel. Why Bet Shammai says, so everybody else, if you make a nezirut in Chutz La'aretz, since the rabbis put a tuman in Chutz La'aretz, so your nezirut cannot be fully fulfilled in Chutz La'aretz because it's betumah. So they betumah bedrabanan, mind you. So therefore, they say when you get to Eretz Yisrael, it's like a knas. You gotta start again. That's Betelil. It goes to the extreme. But Shabbai says, no, we can ask you. You only have to go the minimum Nizirut. I don't care if you accept it upon yourself a 7-year Nizirut. When you get to Eretz Yisrael, you'll have to accept it upon yourself 30 more days. Now we have to see why Bet Shammai was lenient and why was Bet Hillel stringent. So the Gemara says, Katani Resha, we learned the Resha, Bet Shammai Omrim Nazir Shiloshim Yom. Ubet Hillel Omrim Nazir Betahila. Lema Behakamipage. Let us say that the argument isn't such. The Bet Shammai Savre. Bet Shammai says, Eres Amim Mishum Gusha Gazru Ala. Gusha means that the actual land itself. Bet Shammai was not so mahmir in the Tekana of Chutz La'aretz. That the air of Chutz La'aretz is not metameh. According to Bet Shammai. Dafka, the actual Gush. The actual land itself. Dafka mina, according to Bet Shammai. If you put a guy in a Teba Shedal Migdal, and you transport him over Eretz Amim, he's not touching it. There's only airspace going in. Nothing according to Bet Shammai. So since Bet Shammai says the Tum'ah is not so Hamura, so we're not going to knas the guy so much when he makes a neder the Chutz La'aretz of Nezirut, that when he comes to Eretz Yisrael, he's going to only have to accept upon himself 30 more days. Bet Hillel Savre, Mishum Avira Gazru Ale. No, the Gezerah is Mishum Avira, which is the most strict Tumah, that even if the person is being transported through Eretz Amim, right? He's in a Teva Shedal Migdal. He's being transported over, so he's not touching anything. Nothing coming in contact, but the windows are open. So the Tumah in the air space is going through the windows. They will goes in on such. So since the Tumah of Eretz Amim is very strict, so the rabbis made a knas. You accepted upon yourself the Zirut and Chutz La'aretz. Now you gotta restart it when you come to Eretz Yisrael. That's how the Gemara is assuming the machloket is. The Gemara wants to pin the machloket of Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel on to the extent that they hold the Tum'ah is in Eretz Amim. Bet Shammai said that it's a weaker Tum'ah, so they didn't penalize him so much. Bet Hillel says it's the most strict Tum'ah, they penalized him more. Gemara says, no, you don't have to say that. Gemara says, no. The kule alma mishum gusha gazru aleh. I can tell you, everybody holds that it is the more lenient tum'ah. It's mishum. I'm sorry. It's the most strict tum'ah.
Only the earth.
No, it's only the earth, which means everybody will hold, even according to Bet Hillel, that it's really the earth itself of Eretz Amim that is metameh. Also, what's the machloket? Bet Shammai savri bistam nizidut kanisna ubet Hillel savri ki kanisna betchilat nizidut. And the machloket is to what extent they were kones. Which means the machloket is just in how far the rabbis went to be kones. I don't have to say that there's a machloket in the extent of the tumah. I'll say, no, really, the tumah in Eretz Amim is not such a strong tumah. It's only if you come and touch it. And still, Bet Hillel says, we can ask the guy into the full measure. We're going to knas him, you got to start the nizirut again. But Bet Shammai says, we're going to knas the guy in the whole measure. We can only knas the guy for 30 days. But there's no machloket on tumat. I mean, I don't have to say that there's a mahalim with tumat. That's our text in the Gemara. There is another text out there of the Tosafot and the Rosh. And the other text is the exact opposite. The other text wants to say like this. Bet Shammai, let us say the mahalok and Bet Hillel and Bet Shammai is on the extent of tumat Eretz Amim. That stays the same. And Bet Shammai is the one that says that Tum'at Eretz Amim is what? Is the Avir. Is even going to be the Avir. which means he's the one that's more mahmir. And since he's more mahmir, he can be more mekil. And say only 30 days. What's the pshat in that? Because like this, normally a tum'ah deoraita, I mean a tum'ah, let's say a kever or something like that, the mit, mit deoraita, there's no such thing as tum'at avir. Mit deoraita, by a kever, there's no such thing as tum'at avir. So if the people are going to see that in Chutz La'aretz, there was so mahmir that there's even tum'at avir, which people are going to know automatically, it's got to be a rabbinical tum'ah. Because even by tumat deoraita, there's no such thing as tumat avir. That they're putting tumat avir in chutz la'aretz, people are going to know clearly it's tumat derabbanan. And that's good. Because now I'm not worried that the people are going to come to make a mistake where if I let you make a nizirut in chutz la'aretz, that's different than a guy that's making a tumat, a nizirut betumat. If a guy makes a nizirut, let's say in a cemetery, would we say, then nothing is halal. The clock doesn't start till he goes out and he has to mashaken tumat iris ha'amim, the clock starts. It's just that what? When you get to iris Israel, you have to start it again. So Bet Shammai is going to say, since the people are going to recognize that vaday this tumat is only tumat derabbanan, because we're being more mahmir in iris ha'amim than even we are by regular tumat deoraita, so therefore, I'm only kenasing him 30 days because I'm not worried that this will lead to making a mistake on a regular tum'ah deoraita. Because he'll know the difference. He'll say this was only a rabbinical tum'ah and this is a deoraita tum'ah. Masha'enken, again, according to Bet Shammai, it's obvious to the people they're going to know tum'at eris ha'amim is derabbanan. How are they going to know it's derabbanan? Because they're going to see you being mahmir even on avir. We're never mahmir on avir. With deoraita, there's no such thing as tum'at avir by emet. So when the people are going to know it's the Rabbanan, I'm not concerned that being lenient over here in Eretz Amin, that when he goes to Israel to do a 30-day, that it's going to lead to a kula in a case where really the Tum'ah is going to mandate that he has to start the whole thing over again. For example, a regular Tum'ah Doraita, a guy is a Nazir, right? When he comes to Mimid Doraita, what's the deen? He has to start over. I'm not worried that there's going to be confusion. Because they're going to know that this is a Tum'ah mid Rabbanan. And they have, how are they going to know it's a Tum'ah mid Rabbanan? Because I'm so mahmir by saying even the Avir is. That people say, oh, what's this Avir business? There's no such thing as Tum'ah Avir by a Tum'ah, but Tum'ah Met. But they're saying, Eretz Hamim, the land of the Goyim, has that Tum'ah. Oh, but this is a rabbinical item. So therefore, no one's going to come along and say now, in a regular case, where let's say a guy accepted upon himself 100 days in Zirut, that he touched the Met. Okay, 30 more days. No. They're going to know that's different. That's the Oraita Tum'ah. You have to start the clock over again. Mashaykh Tumat Amim, since it's obvious from the Humrah that it's only Mid Rabbanan, not come to make a mistake. But Betilil is going to say the opposite. That since the Tumat is similar to Tumat Deoraita, they only put Tumat Gush, the weaker Tumat, people are going to get confused. They're going to say, well, I was in Eretz Amim, right? Only had to do 30 days. So you know what? And that's the same thing like a regular Tumat. So he's going to come in contact with a Tumat Deoraita. I was going to say, I'll just do 30 more days. He won't have to do 100 days. So therefore, Bet Hillel said that because it's similar, you can come to make a mistake. So therefore, you got to start over again. Atu Gezerah Deoraita. So that's the other Girsah according to the Tosafot. That since Bet Shammai is going to say it's more Mahmir, there's no reason to Gozer to a regular case of Tum'ah Deoraita, where Bet Hillel is going to say, since it's similar, the same Tum'ah, Tum'at Gush, which is touching it and things like that, which is a regular Tum'ah Deoraita, that's a regular Kevin, that's the same deen. So people might make the parallel and say, well, in Tum'at Eretz Ha'amim, I don't have to start over. I only have to do 30 days, so in a regular Tum'ah Deoraita, I'll only do 30 days. Now sometimes you have to do more than 30 days. If you did 100 days, you've got to do the whole 100. So Bet Hillel says, with Mahmid, you got to start from the beginning, so you'll start from the beginning over there as well. The Gemara continues, Ma'aseh b'Hinli Malka. Okay, we have a story of Hinli Malka. So what happened? She accepted a Nezirut in Chutz La'aretz. It was a 7 year, and then she came to Eretz Yisrael. Bet Hillel told her another 7 years. Then she got Tameh towards the end, and then she had to do another 7. So altogether 14 years. All right, and then the Gemara the Mishnah said that according to the Bihuda, she only was in Nezira for 14 years in totality. We'll see why. Iba'a Elihu b'shenitmet ve'aliba de Bet Shammai o dilma b'shelon nitmet ve'aliba de Bet Hillel. The question is, we want to know who Hinli was following over here. when it says in he followed this 21 years. So is the pshat like this, that she followed 7 years in Chutz La'aretz, and then when she came into Eretz Yisrael, she only had to really follow 30 days. And what happened? But she got tameh at the end of the 30 days. Now those 30 days are really to fulfill a 7-year nizirut. And therefore, if she became tameh during the 30 days, according to Bet Shammai, she's got to accept upon herself now another 7 years. Which means the 30 will cover the 7. But if she got tameh during the 30, so now she got to accept upon herself the 7. So the question is, what exactly was she doing over here? Was it the pshat that she was 7 in Eretz Yisrael, and then she came to Chutz La'aretz, she came and started the 30, got tameh aliba to Bet Shammai, and therefore she had to accept upon herself another 7. Look at the Tosafot. And actually, we're trying to explain over here for a moment to Shitav Rabbi Yehuda. How do you have 14 years? According to Hakamim, 21 years has to be Betelil. 7? She came to Eretz Yisrael, Betelil, so do another 7. She got Tameh at that 7, so she had to do another 7. So the 21 years she has got to go like Betelil. The Mishnah says, Horuha Betelil. The question is, according to the Biyuda, that says you only got to do 14, whose shita is he working with? Now he could be working with Bet Shammai. And the logic of that would be 7 years in Chutz La'aretz, she moves to Eretz Yisrael, she only got 30 to go. At the end of the 30, she got Tameah. So the understanding is, once you got Tameah in the 30, that 30 was to replace the 7 years. So now you got to go and accept upon yourself another 7. So therefore, that's why you got the 14-year count. That's what happened. That's Bet Shammai. Or maybe this case is simple. She didn't become Tameah and did 14 years like Betelel, meaning she did 7 in Chutz La'aretz. She got to Eretz Yisrael, and told her to do another 7. She did another 7. I think it's 14 years. So we're trying to understand Shitat Rabbi Yehuda. Where did he get this number 14? Is it Aliba de Bet Shammai or Aliba de Betelel? So comes the Gemara and says, Tashema. Alta la'aris. And she came to Israel. Vehorua betelel shetenizira od sheva shanim aherot. Betelel told her she's got to do another 7. And she became Tameah, she's another 7. Vehule, which means, then what did the Biyuda say? Now, altogether, she only did 14. The East al kadak mishinet met valiba de Bet Shammai. If you're going to see that it's going to Bet Shammai, and she got Tameah, יאחר ביהודה מלו הייתה גזירה נזירה אלא יודלת שנה יודלת שנה ושלושים יום מבעלה. It should say 14 years and 30 days. Because that's what her, she was in totality. She did 7, 30, and she got to Tameah at the end of the 30, and then another 7. So really it's not 14 years, it's 14 plus 30. So the fact that he didn't say that, he said it's 14 straight. Must be even the Biyuda subscribing to Bet Hillel. The case was talking about when she didn't become Tameah. So she did 7 in Chutz La'aretz, she came to Israel, to another 7 and goodbye. She did 14 altogether. Mm-hmm. So the proof is from the fact that it didn't say 14 and 30 days. Tanya na me'achem, we have a braita to support this. Rabbi Yehuda omer mishum Rabbi Eliezer de Amar Kera. The pasuk says, Zot Torat ha-Nazir. You want the full pasuk? Says, Zot Torat ha-Nazir biyom melot yemen Nizro. This is the Torah of the Nazir on the day that he completes his nezirut. Amra, HaTorah Amra, ki nitmet biyom milot, ten lo Torat Nazir. The Bid Ezra of Shita that says, when he becomes Tameh on the day of milot, on the day of completion, just give him another nezirut, meaning of 30 days. Which we saw the Shita, we saw the Shita earlier. The Bid Ezra of the opinion that says, that if a Nazir becomes Tameh on day 30, well, take a better case. Day 100, the last day of his Nazirut. Just give him 30 more days. Zot Torat HaNazir Biyom Melot Yemen Ezo. That on the day of Melot, you just give him Torat Nazir, you give him one Nazirut. Now, what is this? What is this? Now, there's no enough Kamehna in the case of a 30-day Nizirut. Anyway, he's got to do 30. I'm giving you a case where it was a 100-day Nizirut, and he got them in the last day. Hadush only has to fulfill 30 more days. Now, how is this Braita a support to anything that we're saying over here, which is we're trying to prove to you that the Rabbi Yehuda was going like Betilil, that what? That seven in Chutz La'aretz and seven in Eretz Yisrael. That's how you got to 14. The Gemara says, I'll prove it to you from a Braita where it says over here you have Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you got Tamei on the last day, you only have to do the Nizut of 30 days. So look at the. So look at the proof of it. The proof is like this. If you're going to say that the case of Rabbi Yehuda was the story over there which became Teme'ah, that's the point. The assumption is she became Teme'ah at the end of 30 days. So she did 30 days, and on day 30 she became Teme'ah. Why do you have to do 7 years? If you become Teme'ah on the last day, you would only have to do 30 days. Which means we're saying that Rabbi Yehuda subscribes to this opinion, because it's Rabbi Yehuda, maybe it should be the Eizer. Yeah. So Rabbi Yehuda would say, it can't be Bet Shammai. Because Alibad the Bet Shammai, she did 7 in Chutz La'aretz. She did 30 in Eretz Yisrael. Once she became Teme'ah on day 30, she only would have to do 30. Another 30. Yeah. So then you can't even give it a case where you'll have 14 Alibad the Bet Shammai. You're not going to have 14, you're not going to have 14 in 30 days. You won't have the case. It'll be 4, it'll be 7, 30, then another 30. Yeah. Because she became Teme'ah on the last day. Yeah. So therefore the Gemara is proving, and who said the Shita Rabbi Yehuda? And then Rabbi Eliezer. So therefore, it cannot be Alibad Bet Shammai. Because it was Alibad Bet Shammai, you'll never get to 14 the way the story you're saying happened. Again, if she became to man, she accepted this would be Chutz La'aretz. That's 7? Yeah. Beautiful. She moves to Eretz Yisrael. According to Bet Shammai, 30. Take 30. Beautiful. Now we want to know, hey, but Rabbi Yehuda, you said she gets 14 there. How'd you get to that number 14? So we assumed, oh, she probably got Tameh on day 30. Therefore, what happens? It resets to 7. Then you got 14. So the Gemara says, impossible, you can't learn like that. You know why? Because it would have said 14 and 30. Yeah. And anyway, you can't say it without that. Because we have a Braita that clearly says that if she became Teme'ah on day 30, to be Yehuda, she only got to do another 30. So at most, she would have been 7 and 60 days. And therefore, we see clearly that the Yehuda is subscribing to the opinion of Bet Hillel, that she did 7 in Eretz Yisrael, she got the Eretz Yisrael, the rabbi told her, do another 7, she didn't become Teme'ah, so altogether she had 14. Comes the next Mishnah. Mishayu shte kite edim me'idot oto. You have two sets of witnesses, two and two. Two sets of witnesses that are coming and testifying on a person. Elu me'idim shenazar shtayim. The first set of witnesses says about this fellow, he accepted upon himself two nizirut. The elu me'idim shenazar hamesh. Another set comes along and says, no, he accepted upon himself five nizirut. Bet Shammai umrim nechdeka edut ve'en kan nizirut. Well, we have a machloket in eduyot, so that's called hachasha. Each witness is arguing on each other, each set. Therefore, they cancel each other out. The guy doesn't have to do anything. Hey, listen. Go with the common denominator. There is commonality. Everybody agreed. At least there was two over here. The machloket is, was it two or five? So within five, there's two. So therefore, he's got to fulfill at least the minimum two nizirut. Now, the question is like this. What is the guy saying? Which means the guy that they're talking about, what is his opinion over here? So look at the Tosafot in order to get the case clear. Misha yu shte kite edim me'idot oto, elu me'idim shenadar shne nizrut, ve'elu me'idim shenadar hamesh. Nechleku edutan. Ve'en kan nizrut klal. That's called Bet Shammai, there's no nizrut at all. Ve'im tomar. Hechi dame. What's the case? Im shatak anoder shetika kod adamya. If the guy kept quiet, guy came into Bet Din, two witnesses, the guy accepted upon himself two nizrut. If he didn't open his mouth, shetika kod adamya. His silence is as if he's admitting. So what do you mean? At least he has to accept upon himself the nizirut, whatever he kept quiet to. V'yeshlomar shenoder mechish kol achat ve'achat. Oh, so he's screaming. No, it's not so. He's mechish. He's saying what he's talking about. He didn't accept any nizirut. He's screaming at the witnesses. Di'im moder lachat lam liyekoda'ah. If he kept quiet, that should be an admission. Iname be'omer eni yodeya. Well, the guy comes and says, nah, I don't know what I did. So now you're really only dependent on the witnesses. I forgot what I did. So now you're dependent on the witnesses, and the witnesses are soter themselves. In a me, kishe shotek, ubao shtek kitot yahad, telo avishtikuta ke hoda'a. Which means the guy kept quiet. But what happened? The two sets came simultaneously. And the two witnesses are screaming, it's two. The other two witnesses are screaming, five. So the guy says, what do I got to open my mouth for? They themselves are sotir each other. I'm not going to say anything. Which means he already letting the witnesses destroy themselves. So therefore, and that's the case we're discussing over here. So we have a machloket bet shamay bet teleh. Bet teleh says, listen, so what? They only destroy themselves to where they're arguing on. But where they're agreeing on is at least two nizirut. So the guy's got to accept the part of himself, two nizirut. But somebody says, no. Once they machlish each other, the whole thing goes out the window. Therefore, he doesn't have to accept upon himself anything. Comes the Gemara now and begins. Matlitin de loki aitana. Our Mishnah is not like the following Tana. The Tanya, we have a writer. Rabbi Yishmael ben Osh, Rabbi Yohanan ben Beroka, Omer, Lo nechleku bet Shammai u bet Hillel al shte kite edim. Ahat omeret shetayim, vahat omeret chamesh, yesh beklal chamesh shetayim. That's not the machlok. The machlok is not like we know the Mishnah, according to the Shita. Everybody's going to agree that when one set says five and one set says two, you put them two. Because for sure, it's minimum two. There's no argument on that. Well, so what's the argument? Al man nechleku al kat ahat. We're talking about where there's one group. There's only two witnesses. Ahat omer shetayim, v'ahat omer hamesh. One witness of the group says it was two nizirut, and the other witness says it was five. Shebet Shammai omrim nechleku edutan. Bet Shammai says, listen, the two witnesses themselves, you split the witnesses, they break them up, throw them out. There's nothing. Bet Shammai omrim yesh bechal hamesh shetayim. Bet Shammai says, no. Bottom line, you got two witnesses over here. They're both agreeing at least that there's two nizirut. But look, this is there. Another three on the guy. Give the guy at least two. Amar Rav. So Rav comes along and says, Hakol modim b'moneh. But everybody agrees in the case of b'moneh. Moneh literally means where they are counting. Everybody's going to agree in that case. That what? That the erdut is split. We throw out the witnesses. What's the case of counting? So Gemara says, Amar Rav Hamad, Rav Chazda, Maika Amar. What is this thing in Bimoneh, counting? Ilema Ehad Omer Hamesh Velo Shetayim. Where one guy comes along and says, it was five and not two. Ve'ehad Omer Shetayim Velo Hamesh. So that's what means counting, where each guy is saying his testimony, Beferush. Nobody's going to argue in that case. That's Vadai. They're soter each other. That's Pashut. I need you to tell me that case over there. Which means, in a case where each guy's saying it was five and not two, or two and not five, that's for sure, they soter each other and you throw the testimony out. What's the case? Obviously, Rav is coming to tell me, Hadush, that everybody agrees in the case of Moneh that you throw out the testimony. What's the case of Moneh? You don't give me an obvious case where they're arguing on each other b'firush. So the Gemara says, Ela, you know what the case is like this. The case is, Ehad omer achat ushtayim, ve'achat omer shalosh arba v'hamesh. The first witness comes along and says, achat ushtayim. How many nizirut did he accept upon himself? Two. But how did the guy say it? He accepted upon himself one, two. The other guy comes along and says, no. It was three, four, five. So now the question is, how do you understand this? So according to Rav, Rav is according to everybody, that is throughout the witnesses. That is considered a hakasha. They are contradicting each other. Because how are we going to understand that? When the guy says one, two, and the other guy comes along and says three, four, five. How do we interpret this fact that they're counting? So the Gemara says, actually, if you look at the Tosafot on the bottom. Look at the bottom Tosafot. My Kamar. Kilomar. Vechidami Moneh de Kamar. What's the case of Moneh? Either might come a Chashe Adadi de Hedja, if they argue on each other, Befirush de Kamar. Hamesh Vloshtaim. Pshita de Rechle Kuedutan. My Kamash Manad Rav. Pashut. He's like five, not two, two, not five. That's for sure, throw it out. Ela, Ehadomer, Ahatushtaim. Vehatomer, Shalosh, Varba, Vahamesh. The enam mechayshim beferush zeze, which means they're not really contradicting each other directly. He's saying one, two. He's saying three, four, five. Kamash malan rav de kevan de cholhad vehad nachat leminyana sheze eno omer shetayim bevatachat el omer achat ushtayim. Since they didn't just say two, They're saying it explicitly. 1, 2. Veze gimel ve'arba ve. And he's saying 3, 4, 5. Ve'lo achat u'shtayim. Ke'ilu amar lo achat u'shtayim nadar. Ela shalosh ve'arba ve'hamesh. Veze shamar achat u'shtayim. Ke'ilu omer lo neder shalosh ve'arba ve'hamesh. It's like they're saying 3, 4, 5 and not what you said. 1, 2. Meaning it's like he's saying 5 and not 2. And when the guy says 1, 2, it's as if he's saying 2 and not 5. Which is the fact that they were explicit in their counting, even though they didn't say 5 not 2, 2 not 5, it's like they said it. And the fact that they counted it out, so that's the Lush of Rav. That when they say, that when they're counting it out, when the first guy comes along and says what? 1, 2. And the next guy comes along and says 3, 4, 5. It's as if when the guy says 1, 2, he means it's 1, 2, not 5. And when the guy says 3, 4, 5, he's saying it's 3, 4, 5, meaning it's 5 and not 2, even though he didn't say it explicitly. So comes the governor and says, what are you talking? Halamali. What are you saying that for? Which means, why do you have to say this? Hashta yeshli lomar hamirta. Amar Rav Kilta Lo Amar, which means literally, now you're telling me he said the Hamur, he said the more strict. What does he have to say? The lenient. Hamur is the strict, Kilta is the lenient. If he said the strict, what does he have to say? The lenient. What is this claim? Look at Tosafot. Hachi Garcina Tu Lama Diashta Yesh Tomar Hamirta Amar. If he said the Hamur, Kilta lo kol sheken, lo garsinan amara v'achi perusho, de parich amai ka'amad davi hakhasha. Why are you saying that they're contradicting each other? Mishum da'amrinan, kevan deze amar shalosh arba v'chamesh, ve'lo amar gam achat u'shtayim. He didn't say 1, 2, he said 3, 4, 5. So you want to say 3, 4, 5 is like he's saying, and not two. Havi kilo omet befirush ve'lo achat u'shtayim nazar. Amai. Who said they contradict? I could say like this. Umash lo iskir achat u'shtayim. The reason why I didn't say 1, 2. Demalo laskir hamirta. Dehainu shalosh v'arba v'chamesh amar. Which is if he said already 3, 4, 5. Kilta lo amar. Hamatzinu ma de'achat u'shtayim b'chlal devarav. Umusifu ala yachab. Which means if he said the chumra. But by saying 3, 4, 5. What is he saying? It's more than you said. It's not only 2. It's 3, 4, 5. So it's if he's saying for sure 1, 2. I'm saying even more than you, which means when the guy says 3, 4, 5, don't interpret as if he's saying 5 and not 2, because that's already a direct contradiction. When it's a direct contradiction, you have to throw the testimony out. Ela, he's saying, he doesn't have to say the 1, 2. He's saying the chumrah. He's saying already 3, 4, 5. Does he have to say that it was 1, 2? So as if he's saying it was 5. Okay, so then we're back to the same machloket. If one guy says 2, one guy says 5, so according to Beit Hillel, at least you got to fulfill the 2. Which means, why are you interpreting it? Rav, why are you telling me when a guy is moneh, where he says 1, 2, and the other guy says 3, 4, 5, that you interpret the guy that says 3, 4, 5 as if he's saying 5 and not 2? He didn't say that, which everybody agrees if he said it beferush, of course you throw out the testimony. They're arguing head on. This guy's saying 2 and not 5, this guy's saying 5 and not 2. But we want to know in a case where they're vague, where the guy comes along and says 1, 2, and he says 3, 4, 5. So the Hadush of Rav was, when he says 3, 4, 5, that's if he's saying 3, 4, 5 and not 1, 2. So who said? He didn't have to say 1, 2. He said the Humra item. He said already 3, 4, 5, there's 5 disutams. Does he have to discuss the 1, 2? So it's as if he's saying, Vadai 1, 2. It goes without saying. So therefore it's a regular case where he's saying 2 and he's saying 5. So what's the case when he says 2 and he says 5? Mahloket Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel. Bet Hillel will say you got to do minimum 2, and Bet Shammai will say do nothing. Exactly. So therefore they're arguing on Rav. The Gemara concludes as Amar Rav Kilta Lo Amar. Right. Amar Amri B'Ma'araba En Hakhasha B'Moneh. Oh, the rabbis of Yerushalayim and Ma'araba and Eretz Yisrael, they said there's no hakhasha at all b'moneh. According to everyone, you don't throw it out. Which means when a guy comes along and counts, right, and says 1, 2, and the other guy comes along and says 3, 4, 5, that's not considered a hakhasha. That's, everybody's going to agree, according to the Yerushalmi at least, that you have to do the common, which is 2 nezirut. So sure, he's arguing on Rav. Yeah. He's really taking the sivara of Rav Hama that made the difference over here. Was it Rav Hama? Yeah, it was. Who rejected Rav's statement? Abba Rav Hama Rav Chazda, Mike Kamar. Yeah, Rav Hama Rav Chazda. He was the one that knocked it out, and the Yerushalmi's taking that shita. That really, when a guy's moneh, it's not considered hakasha, and therefore, according to everybody who wants to say, they're going to say you take the minimum of two. Hadran alach misha amar. Perek lebi'i, Mishnah. Ni she'amar hareni nazir. Okay, a guy says, behold, I'm a nazir. V'shama havero. So his friend heard that proclamation. Va'amar va'ani. He said, me too. Va'ani. And another friend, third guy, also heard the proclamation. He said, va'ani. So they all connected to the first guy. So whatever he is, me too. Kulam nazirim. Okay, so all three have to be nazir. Obviously the first guy, and then the two guys that followed him. But you have to remember, they're linked to the first guy. Hutar arishon. Once, let's say, the first guy goes and makes hatara on his nazirut, automatically, the other two fall off. Because they were saying, I'm like him. So whatever he is. So therefore, they were dependent on the first guy. So if the first guy took his nazirut off, so then his nazirut goes off as well. Hutar aharon. But let's say guy three took his nazirut off. Aharon mutar v'chulan asurim. Because the first two are not dependent on guy three. Tosfot. Mish amar. Harini nazir, v'shama chaviro v'amar v'ani k'domar shnayim shamu l'rishon shekibel nazirut. Two guys heard that the first guy accepted nazirut. V'ehad omer v'ani, v'chen hashini omer v'ani. Kulam nazirim. Hutar rishon im rishon ba'al hacham v'etid lo nidro. Right, first guy went made hatarat by the rabbi. Gam acharonim mutru. So the other guys go off also. Why? Lefi shamru v'ani kamo. I'm like him. V'talun nidrehem benidro. They depended. They made their dependent on his. Hutar acharon ayidei hakam. However, if the last guy went to the hakam, who mutar? V'chulan asurin im lo yatiru gam hem nidrehem. If they want to go matir, they can matir. But it's not an automatic. Ayidei hakam. Aval b'lo atara lo shelo talun nidrehem benidra acharon. Look, that's case number one of the Mishnah. Case number two of the Mishnah. Case number two. Amar, guy said, Hareni Nazir, Veshama Havero, the Amar, P. Kefiv. My mouth is like his mouth. Vesari Kisaro. And my hair is like his hair. Hareze Nazir. Gemara will explain exactly what the Hadush in this case is. Case number three. Hareni Nazir. A guy accepts upon himself a Nazirut. Veshama Ishto. Okay, his wife heard. V'amra v'ani. So she says, me too. Mefer et shela. So the husband is allowed to absolve his wife's neder. V'shelo kayam. But his is going to be kayam. We have no problem with that. Because his neder is not dependent on hers. So by breaking hers, like the regular law of a husband, his remains intact. However, Hareni Nizira. She, let's say, says, I'm going to be Nizira. Veshama Ba'ala. Va'amar Va'ani. Me too. Now, his neder is dependent on his wife. Eno Yachol Lehafir. Why? Because we have a famous law that it says, Lo Yachel Devaro. So we learned over there, he is not allowed to be mefir his own neder. Yep. Now by being mefir his wife's, his is going to come off. So therefore he's stuck. Because she accepted upon himself and the zirut. He said, me too. So therefore he's linked to her. So if he now absolves his wife, what is he really doing? He's taking his off. Yep. So therefore, since he cannot do that, so therefore the deen of the Gemara is going to say, he's stuck. Now, that's only if you learn. The Gemara is going to go into this, but I'll give you the highlight of what the Gemara is going to say. Really, we have a machloket throughout Masechet Nedarim, as we learned, the husband breaking the wife's neder. What's the mechanics of it? Is it Me'akar, is it called a mafleya that it wasn't there, or is it megaz guys, or just cuts it to where it was? Now, from here it sounds like, from the fact that he's saying, if he's going to take his wife's off, he's taking his off also, okay. It sounds like me'akar, you're taking it off from the inception. Which means when he's coming along and saying the nizirut, and he said va'ani, so therefore it's like he's taking, and he comes along and wants to make a farah. So it sounds like he's uprooting the neder lemafreya, therefore he's going to uproot his neder lemafreya. You can't do that, because the deen is, others can be mefer, but you cannot take your own neder off. So the Gemara says, no, you have no da'ayah to that subject. You can even hold megaz gaiz. Megaz gaiz means, no, he's cutting it where it is now. I mean, she's on day 15, or whatever it is. She started it. It's cutting from now, not retroactively. Also, then the question is, if he's cutting it from now, so therefore lechaura, just like he can cut a husband, he's not okaying it. It's not an akira. So what the husband's not allowed to do, you can't be okay your nedarim. But you can cut it. Why are you saying that his remains on? So explanation is because when the guy says va'ani, it's as if he was mekayim his wife's neder. It's a different law here. When a husband makes kiyum on a neder, there's no more rights to tabzav. Which means that one lady came along and said, I didn't need nizira. He comes along and says, Vani. So we always understood Vani, me. No. Vani means me too, and
you're good.
Oh, so once you say you're good, there's nothing to do with the breaking. Which is, even if you don't want to say, me'ikara, even if you want to say, it was like a megaz guy is. The different reason the Mishnah over here, the reason why you can't break the neder is because there was already a kiyum. Now let's read that in the Tosafot. The Gemara is going to speak this up, but let's read for giving some insight. Look at the Tosafot, Harini Nizira. Second line. Vishama ba'ala. Va'amar va'ani. Eno yachod lafir. The Gemara ba'el chomine. From here the Gemara wants to prove. Teba'al me'ikar ka'akar neder ishto me'ikaro. Velachen eno yachod lafir. She mefer la. אם כן, יתבטל גם את שלו, שנדרו תלוי בנדרה. וכתתנן לעיל, הותר הראשון ותרוקולן, שבא המחמטד ראשון, ואינו רשאי לגרום דבר להיות נדרו מבוטה, אבל היא קנה דודה, או אגד הכתיב, לא יחל דברו. ודרשינן, הוא אינו מחל, אבל אחרים מועלים לו. ודחי בגמרא לעולם נגזגייז מהפרה ואילך. Which is not, he's not being okay anything למפריה. Could be he's just cutting it, going forward. מהשתה. אבל כי נמם מפר את שלה ושלו קיים. And therefore, technically, you could be, even if you wanted to say that technically you could be mefer hers, when she did, but his could be קיים מכל מקום חל נדרה עד עתה ונזירותה אינו יכול להפר. דכיוון אמר ואני קיים לנדרה. Since he said the words ואני, that's not just saying I am also a nazir. That's like saying, and yours is confirmed. Right? Once yours is confirmed, so there's nothing to talk about. Comes the next case in the Mishnah. Hareni nazir. Okay, fellow says, Hareni nazir. Hareni nazir ve'at. I am a nazir and you. He's telling his wife, Hareni nazir, except upon himself, and you also. Ve'amera amen. And what happened? She says, amen means she accepts. Mefer et shela v'shelo kayam. We understand that. He could be mefer hers, and his is still going to be kayam, because her in the zirut is linked to him, but his is not linked to her. Therefore, he can break her in the zirut, and he doesn't have to. His is fine. Look at the Tosafot. Hareni nazir ve'at kilomar. Now, this is the way we understand the question. He's not making a proclamation because no one can accept upon nazirut for somebody else. So, really, you have to say he's asking her. Hareni nazir ve'at. It's more of a question to Sfot says, Kilowar, Vihi gam atrotsali durbe nazir? Veamra, amen. Pirush, kibla alea nazirut. Mefar et shela, vishelo kayam. De lo talad durbe nedra. Avad im lo amra, amen. But if she didn't say amen, he muteret sheno yachola dira ba'al korah. Which is, if she didn't say amen, she's good without any hafara beklal. Because the husband cannot accept an imposed nazirut on his wife, without her acceptance. Vaday ma'ida amar la, ve'at lo avi kiyum, shena nidr halalea, which means, what he said, ve'at, it's not considered a kiyum of any sort. Because to make a kiyum, you have to have a Kabbalah. But there's no Kabbalah here to start off with. So therefore, the case has to be where he said, ve'at, she said, amen. Oh, now there's already a Kabbalah on her part by saying amen. Yeah. Now he could be mefer her part, but doesn't affect his part. Yeah. Last case of the Mishnah. Hareni Nizira Ve'ata. She comes along and says, I'm going to be a Nizira. And then she tells her husband, and what about you? Ve'ata Ve'amar Amin. And he comes along and says, amen. Eno Yachol Lafir. Why? So again, we go back to that same controversy that we had in the last cases, which is, if you're going to tell me that what, if he's going to be fair now, his wife, he's linked his wife's neder, what's going to end up happening? If he's okay, his wife's neder, memela, his neder is going to come off. What's the problem? So what, let his neder come off? No, can't do that. You're not allowed to be okay your own neder. So by taking your wife's off, yours is going to come off. Can't do that. Lo yachel devaro. Or I could say, no. The pshat over here is again, when he is not being okay any darim. I'll tell you the way it's working over here when the husband's mefer, it's me guys. You're just stopping it where it is now. Oh, so therefore, why can't the husband be mefer his wife's neder? Because by him saying amen, that he's, when she says you too, that amen is considered a kiyum, not only for his own neder, but it's a kiyum for his wife's. And therefore, once already he made a kiyum for his wife's, there's no point now, or there's no chance anymore to make a hafara. Those are the two sides that we're going to see in the Gemara, which is really the two sides that we had in the last case. Look at the Tosafot. Hareni nezira ve'ata haki garis, Rabbeinu Tam. Veshama ba'la ve'amar amen. Enu yachol lafer. Why? Tosafot gives me the two sides. Im me'ikar ka'akar niha. If you tell me it's okay, then it's the mafraya. I understand. Mishum diim ken yitbaten the ziruto. Then his zirut is going to go off. Vimegaz gayiz. But if you say no, you're not okaying it. He's just cutting it from where it is now. Mishum davi kiyum ki amar amen kimor vani. And therefore, since making kiyum, he cannot be mefer his wife's neder, not because of his. He can't be mefer his wife's neder because of his wife's neder, because he made a kiyum to it by saying amen. 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 Amen.